right, welcome back. And on an unusual night for him, Dean Henderson is here with us tonight. Dean has a worldwide following, one of the great researchers and writers of our time. He has the big picture firmly in hand, and it is not a pretty picture. This is all being run, and as I was told over 3 years ago now, everything, and you must remember this, and I've said it a dozen times, so forgive the repetition, it's all being done by plan. Nothing is left to chance. Nothing is happenstance. There are no coincidences. We're talking about large-scale developments here, not little minutiae. This is all planned, all unfolding according to what was put together over a decades-long operation, maybe a century, ultimately, when you look at it in its full configuration. Hello, Dean. Welcome back. Thanks for being here tonight.
Hey, Jeff. Thanks for having me. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, under the circumstances that every day, I mean, you got these stories coming in every day, and I must say, they are really discouraging. That it doesn't matter if it's a 4-year-old child whose parent allowed that child to be injected with a bioweapon, or a 16-year-old high school kid. There goes Dean's phone. Let me wait and see if it settles down. You still there, Dean?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you. Sound like you were dunked in a barrel of fish.
Yeah, that's okay. I hope it behaves itself.
Yeah, we'll see. It's a story out of New York today. The New York Nets center, Nick Claxton, 22 years old with his entire career ahead of him, stricken with a mysterious illness, they say. Well, guess what? He was fully vaxxed. So we know what he'll probably never play again. He said he's so tired he can hardly move. That's a cellular problem. And it has to do with the bioweapons. So lives are being snuffed out, shortened, all around the world, constantly, and no one seems to be able to address it in a realistic way. They're just looking the other way. Happened to them, didn't happen to me. Now, that's not true for everyone. A lot of people are fully aware of this, but it is really horrific what's going on. This is a bioweapon. It bears no resemblance to a vaccine, none. And when they tell you to get your booster shot, and they tell you to take another Pfizer, take another Moderna, doesn't matter, mix and match. You got to know now more than ever that this is utterly, diabolically, satanically insane. All of it. Anyway, that's enough. What's on your plate?
Well, no, it's just, what else could be on your plate? I mean, we're in World War III here, Jeff, as I said from the beginning. And, you know, it's the crown, baby, and it's just the same people that started World War One, which is, you know, World War One and World War Two were actually kind of regional wars, right? I mean, World War Two a little more global, but not completely global. World War One, you know, Archduke Ferdinand was assassinated. He was a Habsburg. There's the bloodline fingerprint there.
But World War Two, right there.
World War Two, you know, it was Hitler, Tavistock Institute, bloodline controlled. It was Mussolini who was funded by the Bloodline Savoy family, and it was Hirohito, who was a member of the Yamamoto Bloodline family. So here we have World War III, which is actually a world war for a change. It's a real world war, and this time the war is just on humanity.
Isn't that interesting? It really is. Think about it. That's a very good observation. It truly is. It's a war on the people of the world.
The people of the world, all of us, and, you know, so, yeah, now we're going to phase two, which is the war on carbon, and,
Don't forget climate. That's the other half of the carbon issue. Yeah.
Yeah, but we're all carbon, guess what? So we're expendable. We're terrorists just by being human beings. We're the problem. They can fly their jets over to the Scottish castle, probably owned by the bloodlines, my guess, probably the Sinclair family. Pay homage to the Freemasons, pay homage to the new King of England, Prince Charles, who is the head of this cabal that wants to kill all of us, longtime eugenicist, just like his old man. And But I'm really, I got to tell you, the last week or so, I've seen, you know, David Icke, who I greatly respect, got back to talking about the bloodline, the crown. Yesterday, Alex Jones did a really good piece on this Prince Charles calling for this worldwide military deployment to battle the climate, because national leaders won't be able to do it themselves, you know, like that. So what we're seeing is, so people are starting to zero in on the enemy. And to me, you know, if you're fighting in a world war and you don't know who your enemy is, you're in big trouble. And so we got to get focused on the crown. We got to get focused on the bloodlines. And all the evidence is there. Been through it a million times on this show. And I'll do it a million more times if I have to. But these guys are not like us, okay? Whether or not they're lizards or space people are just demented beyond belief because they're Satanists. It doesn't really matter. It's just they rape babies, they kill babies, they drink babies' blood, they sacrifice these babies, and this is just nothing to them. I mean, just today, Barclays CEO was brought down. You know, he was in bed with Epstein. Well, Barclays is one of their banks. You know, it's one of the four horsemen of banking. Yeah. Is what I call them in England, which is a Barclays, HSBC, Lloyds, and Royal Bank of Scotland. And then you have the four horsemen of banking in this country, which is JP Morgan Chase, Citigroup, Bank of America, Wells Fargo. We got the four horsemen of oil, Exxon, Chevron, BP, Royal Dutch Shell. And I don't even think that's a coincidence anymore, because it's biblical, and whoever wrote the revelations in the Bible, some people think it was good people. I tend to think it was evil people who were telling us what they were planning. Anyway, it doesn't matter either, because now it's coming to fruition. The four horsemen have ushered in this apocalypse. And this is the end game. And this is really, if we don't fight now, and now they're going to throw the kids under the bus. I mean, when you start, you know, shooting up babies with bioweapons, which you accurately call it, Jesus, I mean, you know, it's just, it's beyond belief. So we really got to zero in on this enemy, and it looks like the Queen's going to keel over, and we are going to have a new King of England for the first time in a long time. And this guy is, fingerprints are all over the eugenics projects, you know, for the last three decades. And his cousin, Prince Bernard, the Bilderberg head, you know, was spearheading it before that, but you know, Prince Charles been involved with the Club of Rome. He was involved with the creation of all the national parks in Africa, which pushed a bunch of poor black people out onto, you know, into shanty towns so they could go hunt their big game and hang the horns on their wall. And I mean, these people are just sick.
Real heroes.
They just need to be taken down. And it's time for the global revolution. And I'm calling for it like right now, because we don't have any time anymore. We're out of time. And people either need to pick that evil side and, you know, go to your Halloween mask festival or whatever, or you need to get on the side of right, and you need to start calling these people out and not being scared of them and not having Stockholm syndrome towards them. Because that's what we're looking at, is just, you know, decades and even centuries of people have Stockholm syndrome against the bloodline royal families, because they've ruled this earth for a long time. And they have butchered, and they have savaged, and they have stolen, and they have just decimated the earth, and they've decimated the people. They're the ones that cut the trees down in Madagascar, that now they're going to blame the big famine that's unfolding there on climate change, when in fact it's deforestation by multinational corporations of the crown. And on and on and on. And this whole climate thing is just a cover for the fact that they did just pollute and decimate this earth and us and our bodies for decades, and now they're going to say, oh, it's your fault, and you can't drive a car anymore, but we can fly over to Scotland in our jets.
You can't go to the grocery store. You can't drive a car. You can't go to the next state. You got to stay home. This is unbelievable. That people are tolerating this, Dean, is mind-boggling to me. And I have to, I really believe that the masses, I don't care what country you're in, if it's a country of substance, you are being bombed with some kind of EMF interference that is making you completely tranquil, placid. Yeah. You're just kicking back, doing nothing. This is not human nature. You question your executioners. You don't lie down and wait. Yeah. It's crazy.
No, it's not American. It's not who we are. And and it's not human. It's not human. You're right. But the fourth industrial revolution. So as you said in your intro, it's part of the agenda. And the COVID is part of the agenda, covert identification 2019. That's where they identify everybody and put a microchip in you through a vaccine, and you'll be tagged for the rest of your life. You're a tagged animal now. And then the second part is COP26, it looks like, which is interesting. So what's that mean? Cops, world police state by 2026? Is that what that little, symbol and allegory, metaphor, Freemason shit supposed to be telling, I guess?
All I can say is, Dean, and you just put your finger on it, we're 3 years, 22, 23, 24, and then 25. When 2025 rolls around, I call it 25, this planet is going to look a hell of a lot different than it does now. A lot different.
So
unless we do something big, or unless we get some off-planet help, which I wouldn't rule out completely. Yeah. You want. But this galaxy is full of planets, of people and intelligence, and they come here often. A lot of them are living here. And if they wanted to, they could stop this crap. They could.
Yeah.
And I don't know about regulations and rules, galactically speaking, where you can't interfere. I don't know about that. But I do know that there are forces in this galaxy that can change all this for us, help us out of this. Help us divest ourselves of evil. It's doable.
Right. Yeah, because we've been working up to the evil for a long time. Let's face it.
Yes.
We've been selling out. People have been selling out for way too long. And that makes you soft, and that makes you really susceptible, and it sort of puts you on the side of evil. You're slowly, slowly creeping towards, accepting evil, even becoming a part of it or profiting from it or, making a game out of it. We tolerated it, and that's the only reason that these forces are able to pounce on us at this time, because they softened us up, they weakened us, and the internet was the last, that was the last step. The EMF that you're talking about, that was the last step. Because when you look at the supply chain crisis, so I was thinking about it the other day, and it's like, well, there's a lot of reasons for it, But the main reason, there's two reasons. Dubai Ports, which is the crown, because it's the old HSBC shipping company, the Hong Kong, it's called Peninsula Orient Navigation Company, right? So Dubai Ports bought them, 2000. 2000 was when a lot of this Four Horsemen stuff went down, and they consolidated the cartel big time. So they own almost all the ports in the world. People don't realize that, because Dubai has become the new Hong Kong. Dubai is just an evil place. It's really evil. That's where all the human trafficking, drug trafficking, all everything goes through there now. Like it used to go through Hong Kong. And so Dubai Ports can do whatever they want. And they don't, you notice they're not really, I don't see any ads in my local paper for truck drivers, warehouse people. I wonder if the ports are hiring people. I mean, Biden had to, basically go to them to go 24 hours. But here's the thing. When you have a society that now buys everything online because you locked them down in this COVID mess, you can just do whatever you want if you're the cartel. I mean, they can order stuff, and if they get it 6 months or a year later, tough, right? So for a capitalist, it's perfect. It's like you don't even have to manufacture these things until you get to order for it. And you notice now, like even cars, like they're getting, you can pre-order your new Ford, whatever. And that's what it's all about. They don't care. They don't want to fix it. They don't need to fix it. Because you already paid for it on the internet and in full. And
they'll take your money. They'll take your money up front, and they'll promise delivery in maybe 18 months. We're talking about heavy equipment in this country now. And they're not making as many things as they used to. And they're beginning to shut the door on all these products coming into the country. Because why? There aren't going to be enough consumers to buy a lot of them. That's changing.
Exactly.
It's all changing.
Exactly. And they know that. And they know that the big kill off is coming. And they also know, that things are just going to go to a crawl. But
so why should they manufacture a whole lot of stuff when this is going to sit there? Sit there. Not going to go anywhere.
Yeah. Exactly. And that's where the internet has just been like, it's like manna in the desert to these cartels, because even hotels, right. Like it used to be, you drive through a town, you get tired, you know, it's getting dark, and you just look up and you look at the signs and, oh, okay, $29.99, let's go check in there. They don't even do that anymore, because everybody's on all these travel sites, pre-booking everything, and look what American Airlines did yesterday. I mean, they just canceled, like, what, 400 flights, and 600 the day before, and 1,000 the day before. And why? Because they overbooked them. And again, so people paid up front for their flight, and they don't give a damn if you got to fly next week or next month, you know? That's what it all is. It's all just they've learned this new business model, and this is part of the fourth industrial revolution business model, is that you just get people to buy stuff online. And by the way, you used to get way cheaper hotels and way cheaper airfares when it wasn't the internet, you know, and stuff like that. Everything. You could get everything cheaper because there was actual competition on the ground in real life, in a town. Now it's just all in the ether, and you get a hot wire, and it's just like, oh, yeah, what a deal. So they got us. That just tells you how powerful the bloodline oligarchy is, and it's a bloodline oligarchy that owns BlackRock and that owns Vanguard, and they own everything in this country as far as corporations. That's been shown. So, you know, really, it's just a matter of, like, you know, running with it, and they got us. And all you have to do is look at what the stock market's doing, which is just going straight up. You know, here we are in this crisis of this and this other crisis and this pandemic, and supposedly it's just, and the stock market's just to the moon because they got us. And this is why it's time for the revolution. Even if it wasn't a COVID pandemic, it'd still be time for the revolution. But it's not going to happen on the internet. You know, it's not going to happen. It's going to happen in the streets, and it's going to happen when people say, hey, let's have a general strike, for example, which I will also call for tonight. You should just quit your job, go home for a week, save some money this week, go home next week. Somebody needs to call for general strike. There's a lot of strikes right now. John Deere, Kaiser Permanente,
General. That's the only possible tool we have at our disposal, a general. That's true. We have to shut it all down. We're not going to lay down and roll over and be your lapdogs anymore. We're not going to do it.
That's right.
Who are you going to sell to? Where are you going to make your money if we don't play ball? How are you going to do it?
That's right. But people got to save a little money first. But, you know, unions could help out that way. They all did in the past. I mean, if we could get the Occupy Wall Street, real left, economic left, the left that matters, to unite with the anti-vaxxer protesters, and just shut this thing down. Just say, you know what? We're not doing this. We're not doing your mandate.
And you mentioned, Dean, you mentioned truckers. They did this thing in Australia. You saw it. They did a big truck slowdown shutdown. I think it lasted 2 days. They went right back to work.
Yeah.
They didn't stop. They got to stop the machine. And they have to stop running their trucks. They got to stop it.
That's right.
And then those companies will come back and beg them to go back to driving. It will happen.
That's right. It will. And then people just need to quit shopping and for a change, just for a while. Just give us a break, because it is pretty disgusting, too, to just see all those ships out there just floating around with widgets from China.
And, you know what they're doing? I don't know if you heard this, but the Port of Los Angeles and Long Beach, they're fining those ships for every day they don't unload. Never mind they can't unload. Never mind. I think it's $100 per container per day. So a lot of these ships, I think, are going to be recalled. They're going to go home and unload and say, you know, have fun with your containers. We can't unload them over there. And what does that effectively create? A blockade by our government against us. Think about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's blocking these ships from being able to unload here on the basis of fining them. That is a blockade.
And that's Dubai Ports doing that. So there you go. So, you know, it's a bloodline conspiracy against humanity. There's many facets to it. COVID is just one. This climate thing's another. The port thing's another. You know, it's just an onslaught against humanity is what we're dealing with here. And if it feels like you're in a war, it's because you are. And it's been 2 years now. And it's just going to, you know, they're backing off now. Yeah, it's going away, but they'll come back next week and they'll impose some more stuff. So it's just enough's enough. And I can't even believe anybody's left living in New York City or San Francisco or L.A. or New Orleans. I just can't even believe anybody would put up with that.
So, you know what's going to happen?
Vote with your feet.
Well said. Yeah. You know what's going to happen? It's real simple. They're going to start with their selective area-wide blackouts. They're going to say, up, power out. And the first big city that that happens to, the sewage will back up. Everything stops. And crime will go, it'll be hell on earth. They'll burn the city down. They don't have any firefighters left in many of these cities, not to manage. So you watch. You watch. They're going to start these selective blackouts. The Department of Homeland Security warned all Americans. This came and went really fast. 3 years ago this month, that you better be prepared to be without electricity for 6 months or longer. They planned all these things. They announced it. They're telling us in advance. They told us 3 years ago. I've been harping on this for 3 years. They're going to shut the power down. And they'll blame the Electrical Workers Union. They'll blame the climate. They'll claim sunstrokes, solar sunspots, whatever. They're going to do it. I believe it fully. And that'll be the cities will die. Those cities will die. That's what they want. Hold on a minute, Dean and I'll be right back. Okay, back with Dean Henderson. All right, how do we, with no access to the mainstream media and reality, how do we begin to try to parse all these horrible developments out? It's through the Internet. But the other problem with the Internet, it's the same with the mass media, is that much of the Internet is controlled opposition. They lie. They'll create a whole new website, whole new program, and feed out really great information for a while, and once they have their, quote, street credibility, they'll begin to skew the information. That's what they always do. They'd rather, you got to remember, they'd rather control information on both sides of the tracks than only one, even if they have to give up reality, give up the truth. They want total control. That's what they're after.
Full spectrum dominance, yeah. That's right, full spectrum dominance. You have to have the control of every side has to be controlled, every faction has to be controlled. Infiltrate everything. But I just think, you know, for me, it's just, we just got to focus on the enemy. And there's this guy named Prince Charles, and he lives in a castle in Romania called the Dragon Castle. I think he doesn't live in England. He lives in his castle in Romania because he's a bloodline descendant of Vlad the Impaler, otherwise known as Dracula.
Is he directly tied to Vlad? I didn't know this.
He's
tied to Vlad?
He is. And it's just, you think about what's going on with COVID, and you think about the fact that it's blood, right? It's about our blood. It's an attack on the blood.
Total attack on the blood.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Because, you're getting blood clots, and you're getting myocarditis, and you're getting, your immune system is being erased, so your T cells are being just shut down, shut off. It's an attack on blood. And what did Dracula do? Yeah, he's a bloodsucker, right? So it's just like, even that is just like in our face. If people could just see it and just look at that, just meditate on that. Just meditate on that for like 30 seconds.
You know
seconds.
Why they avert their eyes all that. The time, but they do. Yeah.
Well, because they got Stockholm. They just, and then of course the mainstream media just lies incessantly. But again, that's still Stockholm, because why would you trust mainstream media at this point? Why would you trust any of these people at this point? You get lied to over and over and over. You get shafted over and over and over. You get the short end of the stick over and over and over, and you just take it. And part of it's physiological. Yeah, like you said, the EMFs, the amount of vaccines our kids are getting, it does make them more docile. Walking around with a cell phone in your hand all day long like a zombie, and all you care about is how cute your little meme is that you send everybody. And, like pictures you send everybody. Here's where I am.
How many likes you get? Oh, yeah.
Thumbs up. Nobody cares where you're at today. Nobody cares what you did today. How about asking what they did today? No, because they have to keep us in that narcissistic state. And have you noticed how needy people are lately? Yes. Jesus, you know, it's just like...
They're all victims.
Just like,
yeah.
They're all victims, and they all need your attention 24 hours a day. And nobody's like, there's no like, how's your day? Or what are you doing? It's just all like, here's my thing. And it's so terrible, usually. Yeah, it's usually just so terrible. And you live in... In this country where
they've weaponized victimhood. Think about it.
They weaponized victimhood. Exactly right. And they've weaponized narcissism. And they've weaponized, just this. It's ugly. Okay, so it's satanic. I mean, we're being initiated slowly into the satanic cult of the bloodlines. And they have the Sangreal.
Thank you for saying that. I'm so glad you said that. That's the truth.
Because that's what it's all about. It really is about blood, I think.
Yep.
It's about erasing humanity, okay? It's about, this is what transhumanism is all about. It's about erasing humanity. It's about...
Hey, look at the blood. Look, Dean, let me say something. Look at the blood.
Yeah.
Look at the clots. Look at the clot. Think about it. Blood. The liquid of life is under fatal, mortal attack. You get a shot and you clot up instantly. These people are falling over dead.
Yep.
The blood is clotting so fast. And this
black.
Is all, it's over. They're dead.
Yeah.
These people, I saw a video of a brain of someone who died of a clot, and they had the brain on the mortician's table or the medical examiner, and they cut the brain in half, the whole thing. And the middle of the brain was about an inch and a half thick clot from one edge of the brain to the other. Gigantic clot. And that's just one example. These people are building microclots 25 hours a day. And they're going to build up to be bigger clots. And every time a microclot is formed in a capillary, cells die. Every time in your brain cells die. In your heart cells die. These microclots don't go away. They approved the first oral blood thinner for 5-year-old boys and up last June. Why did they do that? Last June. What were they thinking? Oh, excuse me. What were they planning? Last June, that the FDA okayed an oral blood thinner for clots in children.
Yeah.
This is all planned. 3 months to 12 years of age. That's it.
Wow. No, and then you look at COVID itself, and from what I understand, the people that died just had massive blood clots in their lungs. Where's that coming from? Oh, 5G maybe, huh? Because that's, again, another attack on our blood. Another attack on our
I think it's being used to trigger things in the vax. I don't know if it's a standalone clot maker. It sure as hell could be. I don't know, but I know it's doing things to the ingredients in the vax, in the kill shot, in the bioweapon.
It's linked. It works tandem. It works in tandem with it. There's a frequency.
It's a binary program. No doubt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think you just got to zoom out and you just got to remember, you know, who these people are and that they do think their blood's really special. They think they're related to Jesus, they tell us, which they know is a lie. But what they're really related to is the Anunnaki and the pharaohs and all the bad people throughout history, the emperors and all the bad people, Genghis Khan, all the bad people. And they've always ruled the world. 8,500 years. By my estimate, they've ruled the world, these bloodlines. And they have the Sangreal. They have the Holy Grail. The Holy Grail. And it's really just a matter of a war on our blood and a war, by extension, a war on our lives, a war on humanity. And now, of course, they're going to add a war on carbon, which everything that life is made of is carbon. That's life. So they're going to wreck the whole planet, wreck us. I mean, I have no doubt the climate's changing. It is changing because, again, they deforested the
climate engineering, geoengineering, you bet it's changing.
Geoengineering, all that. And the climate has changed because they've deforested all the planet. I mean, look at...
Many factors. You know, they did it all. Do you know what they call reduction of humanity? They call it carbon reduction. That's what they call genocide. Seriously, they're calling it... they're referring to us as carbon. They're calling it a carbon reduction.
We're evil. We're evil carbon. And we have to be disposed of properly. And so, you know, I don't know, I can't help but think that that my research on these families is correct, and that they're Nephilim, they're Anunnaki, they're not 100% human. And because why else would they be doing this? What appears to be terraforming the planet not allow life.
If I might contribute something to what you're saying, and you are right on the mark, I once asked someone who was way up there. I said, if we go to the top of the visible food chain, it doesn't stop at this planet, does it? It goes off planet. And all I was told was, yes. So there you go. This is not restricted to this planet.
No. And it just seems like they worked us to a point where, you know, this was the time. And again, if we weren't such cowards, if we weren't such broken people, if we weren't so needy, if we weren't so self-centered and narcissistic, this couldn't happen. If we were brave, if we stood up, if we defended, you know, justice and love and freedom and family anymore, and this couldn't happen. But we have been already slowly corrupted, and I believe sort of initiated into this cult, this satanic cult. And it's ongoing, and the people that are getting vaxxed, you can just see them change, and I don't care what anybody says. I know enough people that have got vaxxed that are just, they're just mean now. They're turned just mean.
Oh, that's another critical aspect of it. People are being changed. Yeah. Their personalities, their attitude, neurologically they're being changed. Their views of the world are being changed. And I'm not talking about those who have realized now that they made a big mistake, and they're angry about it by getting vaxxed.
No.
There's much more going on than that. These people are being, talk about terraformed, their personalities are being terraformed.
Yeah.
And it ain't nice.
They are. And not in a good way. Yeah. So they're more like the Dracos now, or whatever, however you want to look at it.
Archons. Just, call them Archons. Whatever you want.
Archons, whatever you want to call them. But they're being assimilated into that, just like we assimilated the Native Americans. Or not we, but they, you know, just like they assimilated the Native Americans into the corruption, basically. Now I think the reason Black Lives Matter is because they want to initiate the blacks into the corruption. It's like, come on, join our corruption. Just get your shot. Vote for Joe. You know, get your, you know, and we'll let you have some equity in our satanic corporate headquarters, I guess.
Oh, they're buying them out again. They're conning them. It just the blacks always get conned.
It's not working though, honestly, because you know,
I mean the inner city blacks, that's one thing. Maybe those who have gotten away from the inner city, the whole milieu, the mindset.
Yeah.
Maybe they're figuring it out. I hope they are.
Yeah, I hope so too. I mean, I think judging by the vax rates, they're more awake than most white folk, put it that way. But it's just, look, I mean, it's just coming down to pick a side, would you? And that's, you know, we picked our side, and, you know, but the people on the fence need to pick a side. We need your help. You know, we need you to start spreading the news about the Crown Corporation, about Prince Charles, about the bloodlines, about who's behind this, about who the enemy is, because we're in a war, and it's just beginning. Just beginning. This is not going to end. You know, the most frustrating thing for, I think, me is, you just talk to people, family, friends, whatever, and they're like, "Well, yeah, it looks like it's going away, and maybe the news media will just start talking about something else now." And it's like, no. You don't understand. Maybe this phase is going away, but this is the final thing, and you're going to need a COVID passport for vax. Pretty soon, you're going to need a carbon passport, you know, for your car, and everything else, and it's just the beginning. It's just the beginning of the great reset, and it's a reset. Does it feel like a reset to you, to anybody out there? I mean, because it is, and it's in their own words. They're telling us already what they've done, what they're doing, and the depopulation is a big part of the reset because they can't pull this off with this many people. And you know, the other part of it is all about the internet, and the internet of things, the internet of people, non-fungible tokens, kids, you know, buying Tesla stock instead of going to work and just shooting for the moon. And they're all going to get crushed. They're all going to get crushed. They don't understand the power they're dealing with. And then it's a digital wallet and cryptocurrency, and it's all going to be, you know, they can't do it unless you let them tag you. And the vax is one way they're tagging you. And eventually we might just all have to get rid of our cell phone, because the cell phone is going to be, it's already an ankle bracelet, but, you know, pretty soon it's going to be a death warrant.
Let me offer this.
You're going to have to have a QR code.
Yes, I'm pretty sure they're going to mandate cell phones next. You have a cell phone.
Yeah.
Don't leave home without your phone. Those are your basic papers anyway. Don't leave home without your phone. You don't have a phone. We're going to give you a phone. You keep that phone with you at all times, or you're going to jail. Whatever.
Exactly.
That's the next big mandate. That's
good
my call.
Point.
Anyway.
I bet you that's coming. Yeah, and you remember how they used to sell it? It's like, well, I'd just like to have one in case I break down beside the road. You know, that was the first. Okay. Yeah, well, yeah. But,
hey, I broke down beside the road last week, and I don't have a cell phone with me. And I had to go to Home Depot and beg to use the phone, and they didn't want to let me use it.
There you go. Now you don't need one. I mean, you know, I never take my phone with me anywhere. When I'm out, I talk most of the day and that's the best way. A cell phone is best in an off position because, you save.
There are a lot of settings. I'm told I bought one several months ago, an iPhone 11. I won't buy a 12 because it's got an antenna for 5G. The 11 doesn't. I don't want that. I don't even want an antenna in the phone. Anyway, there are online videos that can show you all the settings you want to shut off to at least attempt an effort at privacy. Attempt it.
Yeah.
So,
well, that's
but there
what
are
I
things
tried
you
to
can
do.
Yeah.
Today, or 5 days ago, I tried to do that. I know I told you before the show, but I just wanted to share that with the listeners. But so there was this thing coming up that said launch device pulse.
I mean, so. Uh-huh.
And it's like, you know, I don't know how many people have seen that movie Cell with John Cusack, but the punchline of that whole movie is that at some point, the bad guys just send a pulse through your cell phone and they just turn people into zombies. And they're all just like going around killing everybody. And then at the end, they're like marching around a cell phone tower, you know, and his own kid. He couldn't even save his own kid. But, you know, so I'm thinking of that movie and I'm going, whoa, I don't want that. I don't want to get pulsed and turn into a zombie. So let me turn this thing off. And so, you know, my wife got in and changed the setting and turned off the updates. Well, the next thing you know, my phone, I can't really use it. It's all fuzzy and it sounds like, you know, whatever. And I'm hearing voices and, you know, like people on the other end or and people in between talking. And so they punish you if you try to change those settings even sometimes. And so, there's going to come a time. And I didn't even have a cell phone in Missouri because we had a landline. But coming here, you know, where I live, there's no other option.
I remember when you were back in the Ozarks. I remember.
Yeah, that landline, it was the best thing. But those things are just going away. But, the cell phone and the QR codes. I guess they got a smart badge in Australia now that they're rolling out.
I hadn't heard that one.
It's just have a smart badge. But man, it's, you know, it's just getting crazy and, people just got to quit putting up with it. And, I know some people are just gone and they just think it's awesome and they just, you know, they just think, man, their life is great and they love being a slave and they love being out to lunch and that's fine. They're gone. Just write them off. Sorry. I'm sorry. It's just the way you got to, at this point, it's a war and that's what you got to do. You can't tolerate wafflers or traitors or infiltrators or anybody that's going to just slow you down. But for the people who are out there, please just start disseminating this information. David Dyke, you know, he turned me on to the whole Bloodline Crown thing, right? Wait, long time ago.
Sure.
And then he kind of started talking about the Sabbatean cult and this and that, but he's coming back to the Crown, just lately, just in the last week or two. And he's really focusing. Jones is focusing. We got all focused, man, because this is the enemy. It's the Bloodline. It's these bastards, these trillionaire, hundred trillions of dollars offshore controlling.
They have their own economy, Dean, as you know. It's nothing to do with our economy. They got their own everything. It's crazy.
They're the owners. They own everything. Yeah. And we don't. And they're gonna own more and more and more. And if we let them, and your life's gonna get worse and worse and worse. So best thing is spread the news about these Bloodlines, about the Crown, about the royal families being the perpetrators of this crime. And it's all we can do, you know. And we just see and resist. We obviously resist. You know, don't obey. Don't.
And elect the right county sheriff, if elections are even remotely valid anymore. You got to elect a good constitutional sheriff if you have a chance.
True enough. True enough.
You got to.
And at the local level, I think elections are more fair anyway. So
go after and demand. If they're not, if you have an Agenda 21 city, you want to try and at least make those ballots all open and hand counted, paper ballots. Run for the school board. Run for your city council. Don't be afraid.
Yeah.
Get out there and do it.
That's right. Good plan. Well, looks like McAuliffe, speaking of elections, looks like Terry McAuliffe's going down in Virginia tonight. And
now, okay, I'm watching this. I don't. Let me see what the latest is.
Yeah, what is the latest? I'm curious too. I don't have my tube on right now or whatever. Internet, but last I checked, he's about 10 points down, percentage point. And last time I checked, Murphy in New Jersey was in a dead heat. So that's interesting because nobody saw that coming. So there's a couple of old Nazis that.
Youngkin, Glenn, the Republican candidate, Youngkin, was leading about 10 days ago. He was up by about 8 points. And then yesterday they said it was a dead heat. Now,
I was 50% in, and he was up like 55, 45. So, shockingly,
it's closing up. Okay. 51 for Youngkin, 48 for McAuliffe. That's 3 points.
And then Fairfax County, which is a Democratic stronghold, I heard they were having, they didn't get all their ballots counted.
Funniest thing.
Funniest thing. So who knows? But anyway, I hope he goes down because at least Youngkin is against the vax mandates and I don't know about the guy in New Jersey, but you know, I just think and I think if McAuliffe does lose, that's why he loses. And maybe nobody will tell you that in the media, they'll tell you it was something else. But he's a piece of garbage. He's one of the most corrupt DNC machine people.
There's so many good people in Virginia, and I hope that they get a reasonable fair shake. I mean, if you look at the counties in Virginia, it's going to be 90% Youngkin, 10% McAuliffe. But you know, they got the big population counties, so we'll see.
Yeah,
we'll see.
The DC Beltway, all those contractors, you know, they love their feeding at the trough, you know. They know McAuliffe's going to give them a big old trough of food. But, you know, one thing in South Dakota, I got to say, is Kristi Noem did pass executive order just protecting the state workers from the federal vax mandate. And
can she make it stick? Can she enforce it? Can she override the old Biden administration federal mandate? Can she do it? If she has to go to the courts... It's over. I don't believe the courts are going to rule
that's the problem.
For the people anymore. I don't
so far
see it.
Really good,
the high
results.
Court, if it ends up in the high court, I don't trust them. One iota. Mm-hmm. No.
No, you're right.
Well, good for her.
I don't know. But at least she did it, and she got a lot of pressure, and then she said she's open to a special session, which is what Odenbach, a guy here in Spearfish, is calling for, to not only do that, but to ban private companies from doing the vax mandate. So hopefully they'll do a special session now. It looks like they might. People here are not backing down, and they're not happy about it, and they're just, I don't know, we're just kind of surly people out here. Long, cold winters does that to you. And also it's enslavement does that to us. And we don't like it much.
No. So can EMF through the cell phone network and the electric grid. They can do a lot of stuff to people. They're way ahead technologically. Virginia governor's race is, we're watching. We're watching. Actually, the world is watching. It'll be very interesting to see if there's a remotely fair election anymore. If this goes to McAuliffe, good luck.
Yeah.
Dean, thank you for being there. Thanks for everything. Great job. Wonderful. Inspiring.
You too, man. You too, Jeff. Yeah, it's always great to talk to you, man. And it makes my day. So, right on. Thanks. Keep it up. And onward to the revolution, baby.
You got it. Okay. See ya. Okay. Take care.
Talk to you. Yep.
Dean Henderson. And I meant inspirational. He is that. All right. Hold on. Back with more.